Yeah, to be honest, I didn't know what to do, and then I just thought I'm going to jump on the table. My mind was going, was doing funny things. It's been a tough tournament, so I'm just delighted to have won the match, really.
And won gold. Yeah. What does that feel like?
Oh, it's just an amazing feeling. You know, I've been training since I was, 11 years old, even younger. 6 hours a day, every day, towards this goal. So it's an unbelievable achievement for me, especially with Chinese so being so dominant in the sport. It's amazing.
Talk us through the match.
I was very nervous before the match because I lost in the last final in London 2012. But I played positive. I tried to stay strong, and it was a very close match. But I felt I was the better player, really, throughout the match, to be honest.
Hitting the ball forehand as well, Bailey. It's long, and Will Bailey climbs onto the table. He is the Paralympic champion. Disappointment, heartbreak 4 years ago, redemption here, arms aloft, and Andy Stevenson, what a way to celebrate a wonderful performance, winning 3-1.
Will, you and I have talked about this before on the programme. You really hold your gran up as the person who started this all for you, that introduction to table tennis.
Yeah, she got me the table tennis table when I was recovering from cancer. And I owe a lot to her, definitely. And I hope she's watching me from above.
You were just 7 when that was happening.
Yeah, 7 years old, and I was into a lot of sports, but table tennis was the sort of sport that I could play whilst in my recovery, and I really fell in love with it. And I learnt a lot from being ill. It made me a bit of a fighter, and I've taken that really on when I train and when I play my matches. So it's all been like it's meant to be, like it's destiny, really.
Will, to be able to top what you achieved in London, this must be just such an incredible feeling right now.
Yeah, it's an incredible feeling. I never thought it was possible. I don't know if it's really sunk in yet what I've achieved, because obviously I have to be so focused for the match, and it's like a game of chess, so it's important not to get too emotional really when you're playing, because you have to play so clever. But it's starting to sink in now, and it's just an amazing achievement really for myself. I'm so happy. Thanks a lot to Kent for the support. It's been amazing, so thank you guys.
Will, you must have so much sort of pent-up excitement, and you're having to keep it all measured for talking to me. But you don't need to, You could just sort of shout it out. I mean, how excited are you right now?
Well, I'm so happy, but I got team event to think about as well, so I need to play well in that, and I don't want to celebrate too soon because I want another medal in team event. So I'm playing with another guy from Kent as well, Ross Wilson, and Aaron McKibben, so I believe that we can do really well in team. So that's what I want to do now.
Will, what I love, I mentioned that you got told off a bit for jumping up onto the table. You even hugged the umpire. Looking at the footage, she didn't look that impressed, but you were happy.
No, yeah, she didn't like me very much. I don't think she wanted me to win, so I gave her a little hug because she seemed a bit uptight, and I just thought she needed to feel a bit of Will Bailey love, really. I didn't...